Ancient Faith Radio presents Readings from Under the Grapevine with Dr. Chrissy Hart. Dr. Hart is an author and licensed psychologist from York, Pennsylvania. Our program features readings from Orthodox Christian books and other classic literature. So now, without any further delay, here's Dr. Chrissy Hart with Readings from Under the Grapevine.
The Life and Miracles of St. Nicholas the Wonder Worker by Count Michael Tolstoy. The Publishing House of the Metropolitanate of Montenegro and the Littoral. It was in those times that Lycian bishops convened in council in the city of Myra to choose the head of the church of Lycia, the archbishop. Fervently praying and fasting, they were preparing themselves to receive special instructions from above, since this was to be a very important choice. And the Lord revealed his will to them. The first one who enters the church in the morning, being brought by the Holy Spirit, and answering to the name of Nicholas, he is the God's chosen one. Take him for your archbishop, announce the messenger from heaven, illuminated by celestial light. The eldest bishop, one worthy of receiving this divine vision, hurried to announce his news to the others. When the night came, he took up his position at a particular spot and waited. At the same time, St. Nicholas lived in the city of Myra anonymously, since no one knew him there. On that particular night, chosen by God's providence, he got up for his usual midnight prayer. Upon reading the necessary prayers, he hurried off to the church to arrive there before dawn. The old bishop halted him in the vestibule, asking, "What is your name, stranger?" "My name is Nicholas, your grace, and I am a servant to your sanctuary," the saint humbly answered in a quiet voice. On learning the expected name and noticing the humbleness and humility of the wondrous stranger, the bishop immediately took him by the hand and brought him to the council. On seeing St. Nicholas, all the bishops of Lycia unanimously accepted him as the head of their church. They appeared before the assembly of people who were patiently waiting to hear the council's decision and announce this truly heavenly choice. "Receive the shepherd chosen for you by the Holy Spirit. No single man has entrusted him with care of our souls. It was God himself who did it." Being humble, the newly chosen archbishop got frightened by this rapid and unexpected elevation to such heights of church hierarchy. But St. Nicholas did not dare defy God's obvious will. Determination in faith. St. Nicholas became a truly caring shepherd to the entire people of Lycia. He spent many days and many sleepless nights in deep concern over his flock, always serving as an example with his good deeds. The doors of his home were at all times open for everyone. He received every person with gladness and love. The saint truly lived according to the words of the gospel. "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." However, the enemy of God and the whole of mankind was stirring up yet another tempest against the Church of Christ. Some of the most severe persecutions of Christians in the Roman Empire occurred during the reign of Emperor Diocletian. They began when some 20,000 Christians were burned alive in the churches of Nicomedia on Easter Day. The wave of persecutions reached Lycia. The malicious heathen immediately set upon the Archbishop of Lycian Myra Nicholas, and he was incarcerated in a dungeon with many other Christians. The imprisoned Christians suffered a great deal of affliction, hunger, and thirst. St. Nicholas consoled the frail, healed the sick, and encouraged the faint-hearted. The relentless servant of Christ consolidated the faith of his flock. Whoever confesses Christ must be prepared to suffer even unto death for the sake of Christ's name. Every day the prisoners waited to hear news of their imminent execution. They expected to be thrown into the circus arena, to be ripped apart by wild beasts. But the righteous wrath of God punished the persecutors. The cruel heathen, Emperor Diocletian, had lost his throne and had gone completely insane. Diocletian's heir, Galerius, put an end to the persecutions of Christians and gave orders for all prisoners to be released. With the coming of Emperor Constantine the Great, the Church of Christ was to enter a period of genuine tranquility. To be continued. The Life and Miracles of St. Nicholas the Wonder Worker by Count Michael Tolstoy. The Publishing House of the Metropolitanate of Montenegro and the Littoral on Ancient Faith Radio.
You've been listening to Readings from Under the Grapevine with Dr. Chrissy Hart, author and licensed psychologist living in York, Pennsylvania with her husband and two children. This is a weekly presentation on Ancient Faith Radio, your listener-supported Orthodox Internet radio connection.